This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, May 29th, God's word for you today is in prayers. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 32, verse 24, and it says, "This left Jacob all alone in the camp, and a man came and wrestled with him until the dawn began to break." Mysteriously, it seems that some prayers need to be long while others need to be short. Matthew 14 verse 23 and 25 says, "After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came towards them, walking on the water. Jesus went to pray before dark, and the next time the disciples saw him was at 3 o'clock in the morning." John 11 verse 41 to 42 says, "Then Jesus looked up to the heaven and said, 'Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me, but I said it out loud for the sake of all these people.'" From these two examples, and when we examine the life of Jesus, we see that Jesus prayed long prayers in private and short prayers in public. Some very spiritual people pray long prayers in public and pray short prayers in private. If the longest time you pray is when you are in church, something is wrong with that. From Jesus' example, his long prayers were done in private and his short prayers were mostly in public. Mysteriously, it seems we can reason and negotiate with God. It appears that we can actually change things. In Genesis 20 verse 3 to 7, Abimelech negotiated with God for his life, saying, "Lord, will you destroy an innocent nation?" He negotiated his way out of death. Isaiah 1 verse 18 says, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord." The voice translation of the same Isaiah 1 verse 18 says, "Come on now, let's walk and talk. Let's work this out. Is it not beautiful that God will say to you, 'Come, let us take a walk and sort this thing out. This thing that you think is a problem, let me show you how it is not a problem.'" Isn't it just mind-blowing that the God of the whole earth will say, "Come, let's have a conversation"? Isaiah 41 verse 21 says, "Set forth your case, says the Lord. Bring your proofs. Set forth your argument, says the King of Jacob." Isaiah said to Ezekiah, "Put your house in order." Ezekiah faced the wall and brought his own strong case to God. Ezekiah's argument was, "God, nobody dances like me in church, so who will praise you like me? I dance recklessly, praising you from my heart. If you take me, the dead cannot praise you." God said, that makes a lot of sense. 2 Kings 20, verse 1 to 5, paraphrased. I am sure you know that God could have reasoned that out by himself, but he wants us to come and have a conversation, negotiate with him. There are so many cases, even in the church, where we should not have taken possession, but we will go and negotiate and we will change things. There are certain things that people want to do that the Holy Spirit will tell me and I will change it. Joseph saw the sun, moon, and stars bow to him in a dream. His father Israel said, "Will I also bow to you?" Read that story, Genesis 37. Everyone else bowed to Joseph, but Israel did not bow because he is a patriarch. There are things that the enemy would want to do in your nation that if you have weight, power with God, you can change it. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me to pray as I ought to pray in every season. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.